It's time for Bicentennial Biographies, brought to you as a public service of the Chautauqua County Historical Society. William Barker Cushing was born November 4, 1842 in Delafield, Wisconsin. He was the youngest of four brothers, the second youngest being Alonzo Cushing, who lost his life in the Battle of Gettysburg. Cushing was raised in Fredonia and attended school at the U.S. Naval Academy. However, he was expelled for pranks and poor scholarship. At the outbreak of the American Civil War, however, he pled his case to the U.S. Secretary of the Navy, Gideon Welles, and was reinstated and went on to acquire a distinguished record, frequently volunteering for the most hazardous missions. His heroism, good look, and coolness under fire was legendary. What defined Cushing's military career was his daring plan and its successful execution to destroy the Confederacy's ironclad ram, CSS Albemarle. The powerful ironclad dominated the Roanoke River through much of the war, and by the summer of 1864, the U.S. government decided that something should be done to either capture or destroy it. On the night of October 28, 1864, Cushing and a group of 14 men made their way upriver, and Cushing himself was able to detonate an explosive charge, sinking the vessel. After the war, Cushing continued to serve in the Navy and eventually earned the rank of captain. While he was on leave at home in Fredonia, Cushing met Catherine Louise Forbes, and the two eventually married and had two daughters. Cushing suffered from severe back pain the remainder of his service in the Navy, and it's believed it may have been caused during the sinking of the Albemarle. Commander Cushing died on December 17, 1874, and was buried at the U.S. Naval Academy Cemetery in Annapolis. Five ships in the U.S. Navy have been named USS Cushing in his honor. The last one was decommissioned in September 2005. Bicentennial Biographies has been brought to you as a public service by the Chautauqua County Historical Society throughout 2011 to celebrate the county's 200th birthday. To learn more about local history, visit McClurgMuseum.org or contact your local historical society.